So we come to talk about Christingles. And does anybody remember how Christingles came about? Right, John. How did Christingles come about?
Well, it starts off in Germany, where a bishop handed out candles tied with a ribbon, a red ribbon around us, to children. That was in the 18th century. And they really physically came into this country in 1968 and were brought in by the Children's Society. And I remember 1968 quite clearly, because my grandmother took me to a Christingle service in 1968 when I was 5 years old.
Aww.
And I had her for me.
Ooh.
It was a big day out.
And did you behave yourself? No, don't answer that. And so we got to have a Christingle. Give us one. No, no, it should be something like an orange. No, perhaps it's not. Oh, that's right. No, it's the one without the words. No, 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 back. It's called being highly organised and we all know what we're doing. That's it. And so, John, have you got happened to have an orange in there?
Yeah.
Would you like to stand up with your orange? I can't have you sitting around while I'm standing up. It's bad for my health. So the orange, as you're aware, represents... Yeah, anybody else who wants to come out and be down here, do.
Do you want to go and sit there?
It represents the world. You're not quite such a good stage director as you thought you were. So we've got the orange representing the world, the universe. And in days gone by, we always used to say the world, didn't we, really? But with modern technology, with the Hubble telescope, the James Webb telescope now, we can see so much more, can't we, into space, and just realise how amazing our world is. And we need to give thanks for it, and to care for it. This is quite amazing, isn't it? And that's the key thing. We need to appreciate all that's there, even if we can't get our heads around it. You know, when they sort of say, we can now see, and pictures right back millions and millions of years, I sort of think, I'm bad enough for looking back 10 years. So let us, as we pray, remember all that God has given us in the world. We thank you, Lord, that you are the Creator God, that in the beginning there was nothing, you brought light out of the darkness. You created all that we have, all that we share, and all that you've asked us to care for. Lord of creation,
enable us to care for all peoples and all creation.
I don't know how good your eyesight is, but John, would you like to hold up your orange, please? Can anybody see what's around it? A red ribbon. Now, this is a difficult bit. Does anybody know what the red ribbon stands for? Blood. Yeah, it's sort of, it's one of those difficult ones. I hate this bit. Excuse the expression. I might as well be honest. But the red ribbon is meant to represent the blood of Christ, with his death on the cross. And if you remember, when he was on the cross, they put a spear in his side and the blood came out. But actually, it's also remembering that Jesus went through that agonizing death to go through to resurrection because of his great love for us. And on the cross, his arms were open wide. So I also think red represents Jesus' love and for every single person. It encompasses everyone, right across the whole world and the universe. And sometimes we forget that, don't we? We think it's just for us. But it's for whoever we are, whatever we're like. And we need to remember that. And you see from the pictures, various groups of Christians meeting together right across the world. And that lovely statue of Christ in Rio de Janeiro, isn't it? I remember rightly. Of the arms reaching out on the mountain, looking down. It's incredible, isn't it? And our challenge is how we respond to that love and that reminder. And that's a joy, isn't it, of where the Christian group comes from and the work of the Children's Society. But the love goes out to all those youngsters who need it, who won't be sitting in a church like this today, who might be homeless, might think, how can we escape from home for a while? All sorts of reasons, and they're there for them. And we need to be there for other people as we remember the love of Christ. So, Lord of love,
enable us to share your love with all we see and eat.
Have you got anything else in your bag, John?
I have. I think the supplies have just come in on the back of the lorry now.
All right. You must have picked up a lot in there. Anybody see what he's got?
Yes.
And the choir are looking at the sweets, not the cocktail sweets.
Sweets and fruit.
Sweets and
fruits.
You got that one wrong. So we've got four. Can anybody remember what the four cocktail sticks represent?
The four seasons.
The choir being very good. Anybody else?
The seasons.
Seasons. Some yes. Seven seasons, yes. And in the last decade or so, we seem to have lost the rhythm of seasons, haven't we? You know, it's sort of like this last week came as a shock to us because it's been so warm. And I'm sort of thinking, should I have a rhododendron out in my garden at this time of the year?
I have no idea.
Well, I wasn't asking you really. But the seasons are slightly out of kilter. And I don't know whether one of the weather forecasters was sort of saying, if everything continues as it is, this will be the warmest year on record. So there's a change in the seasons. And we've forgotten about seasons in the fruits, haven't we? Because if we want to go and buy strawberries now, they're in the shops. And interesting enough, you can buy some grown in this country. I'm sort of thinking, it's not right. And we have what we want all the year round. And in this country, we have to be so grateful for it. Because we're never really short of fruit, vegetables, and food to eat. But, and there's a tremendous but now, isn't it? But there's so many people who are struggling. Not because there isn't food out there, but because they can't afford it. And sometimes we forget that, don't we? And when we go home and have our roast dinner, or our bread and cheese on bread, if I go rash, it might be on toast. Do we ever give thanks for what we have? And to remember those who don't have as much. But looking right across the world, we can see and hear in the news the areas that have been devastated because they've been overcropped. And for the famine and the rain, and the droughts. And the trouble is, when a land keeps constantly being used, the rain has nowhere to go. And so we have these famines. Some of it's human-made, some of it isn't. And so we always need to remember to give thanks for everything we have, but also to remember those who haven't, those who are going through tough times, and we need to do what we can. And so we come to our response. Lord of all good things,
enable us to be generous with all you have given us.
I've trained him, obviously, because I haven't even asked him what he's got in the bag. And he's just spoiled me by taking it all out. Muscle man. And so, what have we got on the top of the cat like this? On top of the candle, we've got it. So, on top of the orange, we've now got a candle. And the candle, and I want you to all shout out, the candle represents what?
The light of the world.
I heard the choir, what about the rest of you? The candle represents.
No, 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 no.
They're getting there, aren't they? And it's that bit that the light of Christ shines, as we heard in the reading, in the darkest places, often where we don't expect it. There's some pictures up there, a food bank, caring for the older, talking to folk on the street, working in care homes and hospitals. But we also need to remember those in refugee camps, those in Ukraine, Sudan, Yemen, where there's fighting and war, Syria. In those darkest places where you sort of people seem to have nothing, yet the light of Christ is still shining. And we need to remember that. And we do need to pray for them, and we need to become those lights. And often the light of Christ is brought by people who go out of their way to be alongside others, to support and help. And sometimes we don't have to say or do anything, we just need to be there and remember that we are the light of Christ. Lord of light,
enable us to be your lights wherever we are and whatever we are doing.
In a few moments of quiet, just think about what's been said, and also the thoughts that have been going around your own mind, because I don't know about you, when I listen to somebody else talk, either something sparks off and my mind goes that way, or my mind goes that way anyway. And then we'll say the Lord's Prayer together. And so we say together,
Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory.